Welcome back to another episode of Wicked Darkness. I'm Kathy, your host, and with me tonight I got Leah.
Hello, I'm Debbie.
Hello.
And Scott's over here too, causing all sorts of stuff.
You're a dork.
I've been outside too much today, apparently. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance. So, we are going to be talking about black-eyed children. I don't know a lot about the black-eyed children, to be honest. I mean, I looked things up about them. I've heard about them, but I don't know a lot about them. I'll throw this out here. That just all I know on here is a fact that I found, which is black-eyed children, also known as black-eyed kids, are a type of humanoid cryptid, urban legend, or ghost story that has become very prominent ever since 1998 and has the rise of internet culture thing, and they got the idea of like a sinister childlike specter dating back to prehistory. So I don't know about the whole it went from 98 to prehistory. The paranormal creatures that resemble children range from 6 to 16, have pale skin, black eyes, and who are reported seen hitchhiking or encountered at doorsteps of residential homes or panhandling. So they're also called BEK or Beck. What do you guys know?
I think Hollywood created these children for a movie and it just got kind of, oh, wouldn't this be cool if we, you know, sent these kids out at Halloween and let them go trick-or-treating with dark eyes? And then I'm guessing it probably snowballed from there.
Right.
Think so?
So Scott and I were talking because, you know, we've had encounters here at the house about our spirit children that roam our four walls around, well, more than four walls, but our house. He was woken up years ago by a little girl, and I just asked him if he remembers if she had black eyes, and your response was,
I don't remember because she had her hair over her face.
Yeah.
But the old lady that I saw in the corner of my room, she had black eyes.
But she doesn't, if she's an old lady, then she's not fitting that age range.
The 6 to 16.
Though. Yeah.
But.
Where did you see her, though?
In the corner of our, where the door and the bathroom door meet.
Okay.
Right there.
Which is where I saw the little girl that looked like Trinity.
And that's where I heard my name. Scooter.
Our bathroom is haunted.
And you were out cold, so.
So I saw a little girl that I thought was our daughter, but she was too far in the bathroom because we have a sliding door between our bathroom and our bedroom, and I didn't really see her eyes because, you know, the lights were off, but I could see, now that I think about it, well, our daughter has blonde hair, but this thing that I saw was blonde hair and pale, and, you know, the only thing I didn't see, like I said, is the eyes, but I thought it was Trinity because it was around the same age and height and look of Trin. So I either saw her doppelganger or I saw a black-eyed child and didn't even know it. But
interesting.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, then I will go through. One of the reasons why I chose to do this subject today is simply because I've just been hearing more about it, more on social media than anything, but decided, I'm sorry, my fan is making really interesting noises. Okay. But decided to kind of look a little bit more into it, especially since the legend has originated in the 90s, which is not something we have been seeing lately as stuff as early as the 90s.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and say early because that was the...
Well, it said 98, so 25 years, going on 26 years.
Black-eyed children have existed since the 80s. Most
and what source?
Huh?
What source?
Wikipedia.
Okay. So I am going to
Okay.
look at, where am I at? Okay.
Otherwise, they have it where it's some sources indicated that the legend originated from a 96 posting written by a Texas reporter Brian Bethel on a
Right.
goat-related mailing list. Sorry if I took your thunder away.
No. I was confirming that because that was something that I had seen in Abilene, Texas,
Yes.
where he saw two children, encountered two children, pale skin, black eyes. And that was what year did you say? Or did it not say on your thing?
96.
96 for the Texas one, but
Okay.
while tabloids coverage of these creatures have claimed that tales of black-eyed children have existed since the 80s.
Yeah, and
So.
he reported this. He retold, I should say, he retold the story on a TV show called Monsters and Mysteries in America. And then he wrote an article for the Abilene Reporter News where he described his experience again. That was in 2012.
This is yet another urban legend, I would believe. Though I would say some of us have may had some weird experiences. But when we're saying black-eyed children, we're talking about children that have complete black eyes, like not even the white color of your eyes there. It's all black. So I would say that people with health problems would have more of like a yellowy kind of tinge to it. So having that full blackness is very different.
Right.
Unless, of course, you're wearing contacts, but even then, you're going to still see the whiteness of your eyes.
Unless you have
So,
those full
unless, yeah,
contacts.
which I actually have seen. So,
Yes.
way back in the day, I'm like, we're going to date myself a long time ago. So, between the ages of 18 and 19, I worked at a restaurant that's no longer in Milwaukee, but it was Ed DeBevick's. And one of the staff that I worked with would like to dress more like
Death.
vampire, if not in costume, because each one of us at Ed Bevick's had like our own character and was like a 50s theme type of character. So when not in character,
Yeah,
do
that's a
you
little
not
odd character to
know?
have if you're in the 50s.
No, not when he's not in character.
Oh,
So
okay.
he would like let his hair down. He always had like longer hair. He would always let his hair down. Typically walked around in like a more capish, velvety type of jacket or something, and would put in his teeth, and then would put in like the black contacts. So that was his like normal attire. So I would say that was the only time I've ever seen anybody look like that, except for my son. My son, for those who have met him, is naturally dark, especially in like the winter. So my son is native and Hispanic and really carries that darker feature about him. So he has black hair, typically very dark eyes, except in the summer, his eyes really lighten up and they're more of like a light brown like mine are. But growing up, he always had like these very dark, serious eyes. And there was a few times when he was younger, 2, 3 years old, he would be going through night terrors very often and would come to the bedroom when he was scared, but he would just stand there. So if you woke up in the middle of the night, you would just see this random kid at the end of the bed standing and staring at you with his dark hair and dark eyes and dark features, and you kind of freak out a little bit until you wake up enough to know that that's your kid. But I would say that was the closest I've ever seen anybody having almost black eyes. His eyes were always incredibly dark, kind of scary sometimes. My son would scare me every once in a while.
But you could
So,
still see the
but
white
you can
of his
still see the
eyes.
white.
Yeah.
Correct. So these guys, it's being reported that over the last 20 years, people have encountered the black-eyed children where they would come up to a door or a car window and they're asking for help. But when they're asking you for help, it's almost as if you have a sense of dread or fear of them. So it's not like, oh, a kid, I must help them. It was more like, I'm kind of freaking out right now. Why are you here? And they're asking for help, and I'm scared of them. So it was like a sense of dread while they were almost maybe having a little power over you. They'll wear the dark clothing and they'll ask like a request for something. Maybe they'll ask if they can come in and use your phone, or they need help, they need you to come out to them. Or else they'll say, please can I come in, but not explain why. People who have stated that they were dealing with them had stated that they would open a door and start to let them in, but again, that sense of dread would take over and they wouldn't let them in. The question is, what did they want? If you're not going to let them in, or even if you do let them in, what do they do? So I have read a few encounters, so I'll read Midnight Caller. Okay.
Okay.
And I will do so in my non-acting voice.
That's not fun.
Lame.
Right. Here we go. This is called Midnight Caller. It felt almost like a dream. I woke up to my dog Lucy barking. She was upright on the bed where my husband and I were sleeping with our 22-month-old daughter, staring at our door like an unknown stranger was out there rummaging around. I thought she was just freaking out over the house noise. We only had her for 3 months and she was still a puppy. It could have been anything, a roommate, a creak in the house, an awning moving outside the breeze. I wasn't too concerned initially. I decided it would be best to open the door and show her that nothing was there. Well, it sounds silly, but it's what we do with our daughter when she gets scared, and I figured it would work with a puppy too. I opened the door and she raced to the front door. She stood there, snarling at the door. It was an angry, violent growl, one that I've never heard her make before. I looked at her and opened the baby gate, blocking the doorway, planning to open the door and show her everything was okay. The second my hand reached for the deadbolt, Lucy went wild. She started barking and jumping toward me. And when she touched the metal, she suddenly changed her temper. She whimpered almost like she was afraid and backing down. As her mannerism changed, so did mine. I wasn't calm anymore. My heart was racing and sinking at the same time. I'd been flooded with a mixture of fear and dread. I looked through the peephole. I couldn't explain why I looked, but I did. Outside, there were two children. One was just a smidge shorter than me and didn't look much younger. I'm 21. She looked to be about 16 or 17. She was slender and pale. Hair was a light shade of honey blonde, and she wore it long, about mid-back, with long, thin, blunt bangs in the front that covered most of her eyes. She wore jeans, a light wash that was popular right now, a thin-looking olive-colored pullover style hoodie. She held the hand of a small girl who looked to be around 3 or 4, in the same style jeans and button-down ivory cardigan. The smaller one looked at the floor shyly, but had the same shade of hair tied back in a ponytail. She held a stuffed toy under her free arm, and one was identical to the one my daughter has. If it had not been for the feeling of overwhelming dread and fear, I probably would have asked these children in and give them some tea or hot chocolate to get them off the bitter cold, but something seemed off. At this point, I hadn't made any noise. I hadn't shushed the dog or grumbled. I hadn't turned on any lights. These kids had no indicator I was at the door. The older one spoke. She had a soft voice that was mature, confident, strong, and accentless. She had her head tilted downward, and I couldn't see her eyes. She said, "We have to use your phone." I stood frozen in fear. How did she know I was there? She raised her head to face me directly, and that's when I saw her eyes. There was a reason I couldn't see them through her bangs before. They were black or midnight blue or dark, dark purple. And otherworldly, she said, "Our mother is worried." As someone who's been interested in creepy stories, I knew that she was the second. I'm sorry. I knew she was the second she looked it through me. Wow, that does not make any sense. Let's try this again. As someone who's always been interested in creepy stories, I knew what she was the second she looked at me through the door. I've never been one to believe in these things. As a staunch atheist and skeptic when it came to the paranormal, I had written off many ghost stories from friends and family, eager to tell their tale. I didn't believe it. Still, I couldn't rationalize my way out of this. I was standing with nothing but thin wooden door behind me, between me, and a black-eyed child. There was no questioning what was right in front of me. I did not answer her. Slowly and silently, I backed away from the door, Lucy still cowering at my ankles. She kept talking, just let us in to use your phone. I took another step back, and with that step, the tone changed. At first, she seemed polite. When I took the second step back, she became commanding, almost hostile. We're not going to hurt you. If we wanted to do that, we would have broken in. I'll ask again. May we come in and use your phone? Lucy snarled at the door, and I inched backward through, though something inside me seemed to be slowly pulling me back to the door. It wasn't a physical pulling, so much a subconscious need to go back and let them in. I got to my room, covered up the window, locked the door, and sat there in the dim light of the night. I heard her call me back to the door one more time, and then got quiet. I didn't go back to sleep that night, and I haven't slept right since. I knew from reading about them that BEKs, black-eyed children, kids, sorry, can't just come in without permission. I know they haven't hurt anyone, but I still fear I'll be the exception. When I told my husband it was just a dream, he kept telling me to forget about it. But this lingering feeling of sadness, dread, and the house silent at night, and this fear of a knock at the door will tell me otherwise. That is one story, which sort of goes along with the legend of they asked to be let in, and you fear them, and they seem to have a pull to make you want to go back to the door.
They were very detailed on what they looked like.
Yes.
So the dog knew that there was something wrong. She knew that there was something wrong, but there was still some kind of pull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you guys think the black-eyed kids are? Do you think that they are like demons? Do you think that they're extraterrestrial? They're spirit children?
Non-existence, bunch of kids dressing up. Make a movie.
I think all of the above is possible. To be fair.
They could be aliens that morph into humans.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's hard to say. I mean, I know that they have them down as, you know, cryptid humanoids. I mean, I could see possible aliens, but I don't know. I don't know what to think of these. Like I said, we've had the things that, you know, our spirits that have been around our house, but I don't know if they had, well, you said that the old lady had black eyes, but the one I saw didn't, I couldn't tell if they had black eyes. And the other one that you saw, the hair was in front of her face, so you couldn't see her.
Right.
Was there any sense of like fearing or dread at that time?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Which time?
The little girl? Yeah. There was fear because he jumped over the bed and woke me up.
There's fear at both times.
Well, that one there, you jumped. You
yeah,
didn't,
I mean, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, but you didn't wake me up with the old lady. The little girl, you did. You jumped, like, over, like, he was frightened. It scared him because, I mean, like you said, Nate woke you up numerous times standing on the side of the bed. Trinity's done the same thing to me. The boys have done the same thing to me. But you thought originally that it was Trin.
That was Trin. And then I opened my eyes and it, whatever it was, scared the crap out of me that I had to pull the covers over my
head.
But
what did she do that woke you up, though?
It sounded like water was dripping.
Okay.
It sounded like somebody was peeing on the floor.
And Trinity was that age that she technically could have, because she was in pull-ups at that point, I believe, yeah. Or just getting out of pull-ups.
Yeah.
But that one you did. You woke me up on that one. You're like, did you see that? And I'm like,
well, yeah,
because
I pulled the covers over my head first, and then I went and turned the light on. And like, what was that?
Yeah. But the old lady, and when you heard the scooter, though, you thought it was me.
It was you. But there I saw.
I was in bed.
Yeah.
But you, it was coming from across the room.
Yeah.
But it was my voice. I don't know.
Is your voice coming out of the old woman?
It's similar to what Kathy's voice sounds like.
Oh, okay.
But was it at the same time that you saw the old woman? Or was that a separate time?
When I saw the old woman, it was...
She said scooter?
Scooter, like you would say it.
Oh. I thought it was two separate times.
No. Never listen to me.
Maybe I'm time traveling.
Maybe.
Maybe I do live to a ripe old age. And I just...
Yeah, but it looked like the old lady in Insidious.
Oh, I don't want to be that.
It was that it was, she was dressed like that as well.
Well, I don't want to be that. Okay, I don't want to be that. I don't think that was me then. I don't think I would dress like her. I don't know if you've guys seen Insidious. This lady is like all in black, like almost not Victorian. Yeah,
like
20s? Yeah.
30s?
20s, 30s kind of.
Like funeral
garments. Yeah. She had like a hat on. And then
she didn't have the hat on. She just had the dress on.
I thought there was one where she had the hat on.
No, I'm.
Oh, you're.
In that the, I saw. She okay. didn't have a hat on. She had gray and white hair. Poofy, like
and
that,
this
that
was
era
before Insidious even came out that he saw this.
Yeah,
we literally just saw Insidious like in the last year and a half.
6 months.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not something that was something that was in his mind from watching the movie or anything. Not that that has anything to do with black-eyed children, but since she did have black eyes, could it be? I mean, they say 6 to 16, but in that story there, it was like 4-year-old. 4 and 6 are close in height and size and stuff like that. I just have Children of the Corn like in my head. That's what I envision.
Sure.
I don't hate, and it's not Children of the Corn.
Isn't it?
It was a Christopher Reeves movie with Christy Allen. She's the one that was on Cheers?
Yes.
Yeah, those two. Where everybody had blonde hair, blue eyes, but at the end of the movie, the kids' eyes turned black. And they all got pregnant at the same time.
I remember watching the movie. I don't remember the name of the movie. If anybody knows the name of
I'm
it.
I'm looking it up
right now. Oh, he's looking it up. So, yeah, I don't know.
I want to say that I believe that there could be something like that out there.
Yeah.
And the reason I believe it is because there's been too many incidences where we see humanoid figures in one way or another that may not be human.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that there's something approaching us like a child viewpoint makes me feel like it's doing it on purpose that way, because we know that there is that vulnerability.
Right.
And we respond to children.
Village of the Dam.
Village of the Dam?
Damned.
Damned. Village of the Damned. Yeah, see, that's, yeah. They got that look. They're blonde, I mean, and... When did that movie come out, though? That was, like, early 80s?
That was...
95. Really? It was that late? So, okay, that was around the time period that all this had started. Maybe it was Hollywood. I don't know.
And Steve will be joining us shortly, by the way. Just throwing that in there.
I see that.
But their eyes.
Their eyes and that
that's
like green.
And they're like, able to use like mind powers and stuff.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That just reminds
me. But what you're this is describing it, it just reminds me of this movie. That's what I would picture it as.
Right. So, okay.
When did that movie come out?
95.
Huh.
That's why I said it's kind of in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the... Who produced that one? Or directed that one? He's looking it up. So... I'm looking through. There has also been reports of, it's not just here in the States, but there was also a report in the UK.
So it was actually written in 1960, a 1960 screenplay.
1960 screenplay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so
actually, it was a book. John Whiteham?
Windham, John Windham wrote the book.
Wrote a book.
So the UK in 2014, the Daily Star wrote three front page stories about sightings of the black eyed children at the haunted pub in Staffordshire. The ghost hunter who believed that the black-eyed children were extraterrestrial, vampires, or ghosts took this alleged sighting very seriously. So they got on here vampires. So E.T., vampires, or ghosts?
I can see why they would say vampires, because the legend of vampires are like, you have to like let them in.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see. Okay. So they, according to this, you know, it's like people claim that they see the black-eyed children when they're driving late at night down an empty road or outside their window late at night, or even lurking in the shadows of their room. Many people have reported seeing black-eyed children standing in the corner of their room. So these ones are already in the house. They haven't been like let in. They're there already. Corner of their rooms during their episodes of sleep paralysis, or even waking up in the middle of the night because they sensed someone was watching them and was in the shadow, and there were these children. So that was kind of like your experience with it being in the corner of our room, going into the bathroom area.
Yeah.
And did we read Bethel's experience on here?
So he has it where...
I just want to make sure we had that reference for our audiences to, we know what Bethel reported.
Yeah, he said that he had encountered two children in Abilene, Texas, with pale skin, black eyes. And then the one I saw just says that he reported it, wrote an article in the Abilene Reporter News where he described his experience again. And then I don't know if this was... I have another story, but I don't think it's his, because this has to deal with, in fact, I know it's not. This has to deal with somewhere in Vermont, and it's an elderly couple. So this one is a story of a snowy town within the middle of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere in Vermont. An elderly couple heard the sound of these three knocks on their door. So here he goes again with the knocking on the door. And they saw two children, a boy and a girl. They said, "Parents will be here soon. May we come in?" And the children did not make eye contact. They just stood in their doorway. And the elderly couple were like a little hesitant, but after a while they let the little boy and little girl in. And the kids settled in on the couch while the wife made some hot cocoa, and the husband was asking them questions they went unanswered. They wouldn't answer them. The wife returned and noticed that her cat was scared. So now you have the dog. This one's got the cat. That her cat was scared and angry at the children. The children would say, "May we please use the restroom?" Then the wife looked at the children. She finally saw them. The children's eyes were black. like a starless universe. She directed them to the bathroom and returned to her husband, who was covering his face with his hands. Did you see their eyes? The husband then shows her his hands that are full of blood from a nosebleed. Hey, Steve.
Hello. I never got the link.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't know why not, though. I mean, it's like a group link, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. Huh,
sorry, email Steve. In there. We were trying to tell you something. Guess you didn't get the hint.
No, you know what? I know. Or maybe that's why I was giving you a hint and I wasn't joining.
Ah. Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah, I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and I looked. I'm like, wow, it's after 8 o'clock already.
Yeah, I don't know. It was sent to you. That's why I don't understand. But
yeah, I looked all over. I could not. I saw that now when she resent it. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Better late than never.
Yeah. Right. So we're just talking about the black eyed children, and I was just telling the story of this husband and wife. So the husband shows his wife that he had his hands up over his face, and he brings his hands down. They're full of blood. And so the power suddenly went out of the house. The house was dark, and as dark as the kid's eyes. The wife headed to the restroom and was confronted by the voice of the kids at the end of the hall uttering, "Our parents are here." The kids then exited the house, leaving the door wide open. The wife then noticed that there were two men at the end of the driveway. The men were very tall and slender. The wife waved, but did not receive the same friendly gesture. The two men and the children then drove away together in one car. The power then came back on, and a little later, the kids left. Throughout the next week, weird things happened in the house. Three out of the four cats went missing. The fourth one had been found dead in a pool of its blood. Then the husband continued to have nosebleeds and finally went to the doctor, where he was diagnosed with a very aggressive skin cancer. And then, you know, like I said, I don't know where that story came from.
I did read that same story.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly, because we were talking about the other gentleman, Brian Bethel, who had wrote about his encounters, but I didn't see a story that he wrote. But he wrote it in the newspaper.
Is that the guy who wrote that article like in 1996 or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. His encounter at the movie theater parking lot.
Because wasn't that like one of the first reported, they think?
Yes.
In 96. But I read something too where maybe going back as far as 1950, there was a couple reports.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what Scott was saying, that there was something like that. But they were saying the things that I kept seeing was like 98. Yeah. There's been very prominent episodes happening since 98. But he was saying that they were also in the 80s, that they were finding things in the 80s and stuff. So I don't know. But it's just, it's weird that the stories sound very similar. Like the animals were catching on, and the animals were like, this is bad. Don't let them in our house. Which the one, she, you know, the couple let the kids in the house. The other one, she felt compelled to, but didn't really want to. But the only difference is the one that I had, that story was that there was two men that picked these kids up and drove away.
Yeah, I read that article or that story, whatever. I saw that. Wasn't there a movie back like in the late 50s or early 60s, it had about children, black-eyed children. I swear I saw a movie way back in the day.
Scott was just saying that there was one, what did we say, 95? Children of the Damned?
Yeah, I think, and I wonder if that's a remake, because maybe that was the name of the movie that I saw that was like from the 60s.
Well, he said that it came from a book that was written by John Wyndham in the 60s. It was like a screenplay or something, and then they made the movie out of that. Not to say that the one in the 90s was not a remake. I'm sure they could have.
Right.
But those kids all have blonde hair. Kind of like you were describing, Leo, where it was like right around by their eyes or right above the
eyes. Like right above the eyes. Like the bangs go right towards the eyes. Honestly, it's funny because this is how I used to wear my hair. So I had bangs and they would go to right about my eyes, like eye level. And I would just have to like push them out of my hair, out of my face. But well, if I had them all down, you wouldn't see my eyes very well.
Well, that's kind of how they have you when they cut your bangs. They do that. It's like there, because if you cut them above the eyebrow, they shrink and then they're funky because they're too short. So normally, and they tell people not to cut their own because you normally raise your eyebrows, and guess what? That also messes with the cut. But these kids all seem to have the same kind of hairstyle. You find something, you look kind of interested that you found something.
Well. Keep talking.
No, we're just talking about the hairstyle.
From the movie?
Well, yes. Oh. What'd you find?
No, it's part of the Wikipedia thing that I've been reading. There's a science writer, Sharon A. Hill. She was unable to find any documentation of black-eyed children encounters, concluding that the tales are passed on as friend of a friend, quote unquote, ghost stories. She considers the legends to be
legend.
What? What were you saying? Legend?
Whole stories.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, you kind of like froze. I'm like.
Who did you?
Did I?
Yeah. No, sorry. I am also in the background of my computer, logging into my VPN so I can get into my Google. So sorry about that. Go on.
No, it's fine. It was just kind of freaky because you weren't like moving your mouth, but you're talking.
It's kind of creepy. I was scared. So the scientist, she's considering the legends to resemble typical spooky folklore stories. The subject is not supernatural, and there may never have been an actual or original encounter. Just made up stuff.
Possible.
Well, science fiction, a lot of it is made up. I don't know.
I had read that also, like urban legend kind of thing.
And she's saying, you know, to file this in just like you would for Bigfoot headlines and stuff like that. Believe it if you'd like. But realize that there is no evidence of their existence.
Correct.
Subjective testimony.
Was there any particular area where this is supposed to happen, or where these does it like I didn't really see anything like, oh, this happens in the Northeast or this happens in the Midwest, or
this is like
doesn't really give many locations.
No,
I got Texas and Oregon.
Texas, Oregon, and the story I wrote the story that I was reading was in Vermont, and then like I said, there was something in the UK in 2014, the Daily Star wrote 3 front page stories about sightings coming from a pub in Staffordshire. So if anybody's listening from England, and I know we do have some listeners, if you know anything about the Daily Star and the haunted pub.
I hear that much about it.
No.
You know, it's not like, Scott had mentioned earlier, like Bigfoot or something. It's hardly ever hear anything about this.
Right.
I think this is the first I've ever heard of it.
I'd heard of it before.
Not but in movies.
I hear it pretty often, but I also read a lot of weird stuff that's all over social media, so.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the black-eyed children. We're going to continue talking about this in our next episode. So this is part one. We're going to come up with part two for our next week's episode. So for right now, for our believers, keep believing. For our skeptics, keep us grounded. I'm Kathy, and thank you for listening to another episode of Wicked Darkness.
Bye.
Bye, guys.